streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide. Good evening, and tonight we're going to hear from a special lady, Ms. Dr. Rose Parker, and she grew up in a small town, Ontario, California. She grew up in a church pastored by her father, Reverend Emmanuel January, and her mother, Bertha, who directed the choir. Rose loved to go to church, and she'd always hope that one day she would lead everyone to the Lord. And her avenue of becoming a star was through modeling, acting, dancing, and singing. As long as they followed her, she was going to lead them to church in the end. Rose started dancing on Soul Train and then went to several shows such as Cheers, White Shadows, Hill Street Blues, to such movies as War Games and JoJo Dancer, to being featured in magazines such as Soul Teen and Black Hollywood. The life of stardom Rose dreamed of was coming true. But after a divorce and broken relationship, an abortion, and drifting from church, Rose ended up meeting Art. He was nearly twice her age. A concert promoter and businessman were his undercover jobs. Art's real life surfaced shortly after their involvement, but it was too late. Not only a drug dealer, but Art beat Rose. He didn't allow her to meet her work obligations. The violence escalated. She was slapped, knocked out, and prepared to die. Left in that situation, the violence escalated more, and after holding Rose for hostage for 4 days, her brother Peter tried to rescue her, but Rose ended up grabbing the gun and shot. When the smoke cleared, her brother was wounded and Art was dead. Rose was then charged with Art's murder and sent to prison for 25 years to life. From powerless and sent to prison to productive and powerful details, Rose Parker made history in the year 2000 by being the first convicted murderer to be released from a California prison by former Governor Gray Davis, who said he would never do it. Rose believed that God had a plan, and she never gave up. Rose has since come home. She has written a book called Beat Up, Beat Down, and Still Standing, The Rose Parker Story, and we're waiting for her to call in. We'll get the story straight from her, but before we do that, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
We thank everybody for calling in tonight and getting ready to hear a special guest that's coming on tonight. So while we're waiting on our special guest to come, while we're waiting for our special guest to come on tonight, we're going to go to a song, and we'll wait for Dr. Rose. Be right back.
Back, no, no, no. The hottest, the hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you.
What's good, people? This is your R&B pop addiction, Deion Price, and I'm rocking with the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. My new single, Down, is available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and any other online store right now. Go get that. Are you down like you say you down?
Loving you down and still you call me player.
Who that gon' hold you down? Who you callin', he gon' come around? I don't get it, why the f*** you trippin' when you know for sure that I ain't f***ing around?
Baby,
are
you down like you say you down?
Welcome right back to the hottest show worldwide. We got Dr. Rose in the building, and we're going to bring her on right now. And my wife will start interviewing her, and she will share her great message. And we hope the message helps someone tonight. So we're going to bring Dr. Rose in. Welcome to the show, Dr. Rose.
Welcome. My pleasure.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Dr. Rose, are you in between flights?
I sure am.
You sure are. We figured you were still running a little bit late from your flight. Introduced you. So we read your bio and we mentioned your book. But if you could just start from the beginning a little bit and tell us a little bit about how you grew up and just kind of tell us your story.
Well, I grew up the daughter of Reverend Dr. E.M. January. He and my mother, Bertha January. My father left, you know, like the South and said God told him to move to California. You know, he had like 15 brothers and sisters, and he was in the middle, and he just believed God and chose to follow God. And so they moved to California. They married at 15 and 19. And so, hold on a minute. So anyway, so they married and they became, just hold on, can you hold on for 1 second?
Sure. We know she's at the airport, so it's,
yeah, okay.
Gotta get things straighter. Go ahead.
So I'm good now. Sorry, they were like taking me straight in the plane. I'm like, wait a minute, my job is out here. Yeah. You can just leave me right here for a little while because I gotta go. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. It's gonna be professional people.
All right.
Now.
So, yes.
Okay. Being raised by a man of faith that got away from his family, believed God, married my mom again at 15, he was 19. They came to California. They had a couple jobs. And my mom wanted kids, you know, because most of her family had passed, you know, even before I was born. And so my mom couldn't have kids. So it was a hard thing for her, you know, year after year, no kids. So after about 11 or 12 years, she just kept saying she's pregnant, she's pregnant. God was answering her prayer. And then they locked her up crazy, you know, because at some point she was in a car accident and lost part of her female stuff. It was impossible for her to have kids. But God.
Oh, wow.
So when she got pregnant, they put her in a mental place. But by the time they let her out, her stomach was already big. So it was General Hospital, the hospital that's in Los Angeles, you know, famous hospital. So my oldest brother, David January, was the first of the kids. And, you know, I have a David, Paul, Peter, and Joseph, and then Diane, Carol, and Rosa, and I'm the youngest. So my parents always told us of all these faith and miracles and how my father gave his children to the Lord. But, you know, a lot of pastors' kids just after a while want to do things their way. Yeah, you get tired of church. But I love God. I always loved God. You know, I was a baby. I just did everything. They could go on a vacation. I was 9 years old, and they'd trust everything to me to make sure the car note was paid, you know, take this to this person, you know, call this person and tell them this. I knew how to follow directions and handle the business. You know, and I was young. I was a church clerk, and I was just, you know, and I just had big dreams. As I got older, I wanted to go to Soul Train. Start seeing Soul Train and Michael Jackson. And I saw Michael Jackson was a star, and everybody liked him. And so they go, so I was going to be, she's talking and it annoyed me. But anyway, so I just knew that I was going
to be a star. You wanted to be a star like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and everybody was going to follow me, you know, wherever I go. And I was going to lead them to church. You know, I had a strategy. You know, so by the time I was 14, I was already on TV. No, maybe by 15, I was already on TV like 7 days a week, you know, Monday through Friday on the music thing. It was a show called The Music Thing. And then, you know, Casey and the Sunshine Band and all that stuff. And then twice on Saturday, Soul Train American Bandstand. So, you know, I came on TV all the time. And, you know, then I started doing White Shadows, Hill Street Blues, Johnny Loves Chachi, you know, a lot of these little shows because I'm on my way, you know, God, you know, he opens these doors, you know, and here I am, I'm doing it. But I started forgetting the call, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at somebody. They love me. It's about me. I got lost. You know, I married young at 16. My husband is in the entertainment industry. He's a guitar player. He ended up actually playing for the Soul Train Gang Band. And then the Gap Band was his family band, but they had kind of broke down for a minute because they wasn't getting any, you know, gigs. And so it broke down in maybe 76. And got back maybe about 77. And so then 78 came Shape, you know, so put him back on the map. And so, you know, go on tour, all that kind of stuff. So I just, that, I was born for that life. And so all that from then, 30 years, 30, 40, 40 years ago, to getting a, you know, divorcing him and wanting to just do whatever I wanted to do. First, I wanted to choose whoever I wanted to choose. And then I said, no, I don't know. I just may start making bad choice, bad decisions, you know, and then I did something that, you know, is going to probably take long. But I will say this, you know, women that have abortions in their lives, it, you know, it affects the rest of their lives, you know.
Yes, it does.
If they have any sense of anything, it affects their lives, having that abortion. And it affected me. It caused me to do a lot of stuff because, number one, I wanted the baby. So why did I abort it? So that's the whole thing right there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I started making bad decisions, started being involved with people that, you know, see, every celebrity, you know, just like when I was dating Ray Parker Jr., he was rich, drove a Courtney. She had a Volkswagen because he didn't have to look up. He was manicured, but he didn't have to be flamboyant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Later on, when I'm with Art, you know, and I'm, you know, he's rich, and I told him, your gold is dirty, your nails is nasty. Well, I mean, what kind of rich person are you? You know, and then he's always wanting to do drugs, but the other rich people I knew wasn't doing that kind of stuff. They rich didn't come from selling China White or whatever they call that stuff. It was from hit records. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Stuff like, so I'm mixed up in this world that I don't know that I'm in. Now that I'm this age, 56, I look back and I see all that. And even now, it's so way worse because these girls, you got these shows, they're out, you know, altering their bodies. The enemy's
right.
Telling them, change this, put this there, add that. And, you know, they're cussing and they're drinking. It's like, you have to, you know, and it's just it. And it's killing them. You know, they don't know in a minute it's going to be so many liver damage, all kind of stuff people going to start passing from. Just
right.
Self-destruction, you know. So for my own personal self, you know, I got involved with a man, the one I just was referring to. But when he started, all he did was give me the drugs and, you know, and beat me. And I'm like,
is that when you started using this after you met Art, or did you experiment before that?
I had it before, but I didn't. I was the one that never liked drugs. I didn't even like smoking weed, you know, because when I was, like, younger, like 13, I had a boyfriend, we drank some more Old English one time or Thunderbird or something. And I threw up, and I can think about that now. And this, I do not like liquor, you know. I did not like liquor. But if you give me one of them, what you call them things, a real,
what?
If you want to do what? Check a bag for free? She want to check a bag for free, this one.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay. So we know I'm here because this is the way I roll. We're going to get things done. We don't let nothing stop us. You know, I got
a cast
on my leg. They don't even know I got a cast on my leg. I got a cast. You know, you can't be stopped. You got to get to that point in life where when the enemy bring obstacles, we can't let obstacles stop us. You know,
I think,
oh, no, I can't do this now because I got a flight. You know, we got to allow the flight to stop right at the same time and go when it's over. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's up to me if I want to say, I could still do this, you know? And
yeah.
So if there's anything I could say, just throwing, you know, I got involved with this man. I had had tried the drugs, and guess what? I loved it. I stayed high forever.
Wow.
And being high like that, my name is not on there. What does it say, transfer?
That's fine. Go put your name on there.
Okay. But what happened is I'm not taking care of business.
Right.
I got kids. So now you look at the facts of the matter, I'm being destructive. So evidently this thing ain't look good for me. I can't stop using it. I lost weight. So this is not a good look. So practical thinking say get away from this stuff. Thinking says if you take one hit, you're going to want some more. So don't take the first one.
Yeah.
And then stay away from the people that do it. And then the man hits you. That ain't love.
Right.
So I added it all up and got the heck away from there and never looked back. But I was stalked and harassed. And, you know, they didn't have none of those kind of laws, you know, terrorist threat, you know. I'm going to kill you, all that stuff. You know, those are laws now. Can't nobody just say I'm going to kill you. Because I can say they made a terrorist threat, you know. So. Okay. So beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Okay. All right, I'm people with them, so people have an option.
Okay.
I'll be back up for you.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So anyway, God is just giving me favor. You know, I'm blessed because, you know, you guys are getting the first interview because I've been on hiatus because we need to make sure that our anchor holds. A lot of people, especially in leadership, are going through, and we can preach through the rough times. Of course we can. But if you are overtaken in something or there are some things that you really need to deal with, you need to deal with them. And that's what I did, you know, because I didn't want nothing falling off of me getting on nobody else. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I can preach, I can keep it going, and anointing can still flow. But if you don't stop and move out the way, as soon as the anointing lifts, that's when you're susceptible to a lot of stuff, you know. So the Lord just gave me wisdom and said, sit down, shut up, and get, you know, just stay in my presence. It's like a cave. It's like when when he put you in the cave. You know, he's doing something,
right.
and a lot of people don't want to stop. They just want to keep going. Just keep going. Keep going. You know, and I wanted to keep going. And then my lungs, I was on my way to speak and then go to the Stellar Award, and my legs were so bad, I stopped by the doctor, but they were so slow. I went to the hospital. They said I had blood clots. DBT and two blood clots in my lung about to die.
Wow.
The doctors came around me and said they didn't know why I was alive because it was a blood clot in both of my lungs. This
my
first shit. I couldn't go nowhere. Couldn't walk, couldn't, and I still, like right now, I'm still like kind of a little shaky, but this is my first flight. This is my first flight. But in my situation, that person I got away from, he came to my house and helped me hostage. And 4 days, really five, but on Sunday all the way to Thursday. And when my brother came to rescue me on Thursday, I grabbed the gun. He came in there. He said, "What's happening?" And I just grabbed the gun and shot. The bullet hit him, and it hit the perpetrator. And I'm pregnant. My 19-month-old son is right there by my leg. And I was so glad the police came, and I told them everything, you know, and they put me in prison for life, you know. And then I fought it.
So he kept you hostage for almost 5 days.
Pardon me?
He kept you hostage for almost 5 days in your home. He didn't let you leave.
He didn't let me leave. Whatever I had to do, I had to do with him.
Okay, so he just kept you right there. And did he pistol whip you during that time or another time?
He always pistol whipped me.
And when you tried to get away, he would stalk you and threaten your family.
Yeah. Pardon me? You said what? Can you hear me?
Yes.
He pistol whipped me. He would beat me with the phone. And if it didn't work, then he'd beat me with the gun. But he always hit me with the gun. My head, I think it just stopped hurting. You know, after 30 years, you know, just, you know, I saw one of the programs with me getting beat up, and, like, everybody's like, oh, my God. And I'm like, for me, that wasn't nothing. I'm like, man, I got a whole bunch of worse beatings than that, you know, just looking back on it. Way worse beatings.
So talk a little bit before you go on about battered women syndrome for all the women out there that may be going through something.
Talk about battered women syndrome?
Yes.
Battered women syndrome is a mindset, and a lot of times the woman that's battered cannot articulate what happened to her because it sounds like unbelievable because it's like somebody saying, oh, I knew he was going to kill me because the way he looked, or I knew he was going to hit me because when he came in and he went in the room and he walked around in the circle and then touched his nose, then they're like, you're crazy. But she, you know, so it's like, there's just, it's you're unbelievable. So
it's just a
times,
cycle of violence and the woman's getting battered, but she stays there.
But that's
until,
the battered woman syndrome. It's almost like post-traumatic stress. You know, a lot of the stuff that's going on, even in that person's head. Hold on one second. Hold on one second. Somebody was supposed to come push me in this thing, and they just left me sitting here.
How much time do you have, Dr. Rose? I got time. Oh, you have time?
I'm just going to
okay.
have to push myself.
I don't want
to. So the lady told me she was going to push me in this thing, and she left me. She left me all
they
the
left you.
And I'm gonna
just. I just don't want you to miss your flight because I know you're.
I'm not gonna miss my flight.
Okay.
I'm just gonna smoke and we just gonna smoke. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna be pushing the wheelchair.
So at that point, Dr. Rose, that day, you killed him in self defense, and you actually hit your brother. He got hit by the bullet on accident as well. But you thought you were defending yourself, your son, and your unborn child, but it didn't turn out that way. What happened?
I'm sorry. You said a lot. So say again, my unborn child, what?
I said, at that time, when your brother came in, you thought by grabbing the gun and shooting, you were defending, and you were defending yourself against him, your son and your unborn son. But it didn't turn out that way in the eye of the law. So tell us what happened after that.
Okay, if I'm understanding you correctly, you know, because we are on the phone and like maybe like one or two words went away, and so but I was pregnant, so that's my unborn son, and then my 19-month-old son. You know, if you have a little boy, sometimes they like to stay right by your leg, so they're always near mommy, and I would have to try to get them out the room because drugs were being used in the room, so that smoke and all that, you know, filth, just even thinking about it now, you know. My nephew was in another room where he could watch my son, but he kept crying, wanting to come in there with me. My mom had called and said the Lord said, get out the house. It was a lot of detail. You know, there's a lot of my stories, you know, bios. I'm on my way to film right now. Tomorrow I'll be at Wendy's, and Friday I'll be at Security Brief in New York City.
Okay. And, in New York. So you're going out to do a shooting and share some of your story.
Yeah, my son will do the one with me on Security Beast. It's going to actually just be about us and our life and our family and this stuff because there's so many different ones. Huh?
I said, good. That's nice that you're getting out, you're sharing your story, you're sharing your book, and you're getting the message out to stop domestic violence.
And that's one thing they're going to do, promote the book. The publisher has donated the book to the show, you know, for everyone in the audience to get a book. And
that's awesome.
And then I know that it's going to be a bestseller without having to go through all the other stuff, you know, because God is faithful. You know, I'm just being obedient to what he asked me to do.
And right.
So I want to just encourage people to know the signs of abuser, know the signs of the characteristics of an abuser and abusive relationship, and then the cycles, you know, which is like the honeymoon stage, the tension
right.
building stage, the outbursts of violence, and then the honeymoon stage, and just go around in a circle. Then the types of abuse, you know, you got the physical, mental, emotional, financial,
mm-hmm.
sexual.
Yeah.
There's also spiritual abuse, which is one that is, you know, not really talked about. You know,
right.
people are being abused various ways, even to the fact that you can be a Christian and people abuse you just because of who you are and think you're supposed to take it and not never react. So there's so many different or ways, or just, you know, one person thinks they're superior over you, and they abuse that, you know. So a lot of couples have a problem, or a pastor could be abusive to his congregation. And there's so many different
right.
things that, you know.
Exactly.
People need to, you know,
the abuse
check.
Comes in a lot
self-check.
Of different forms.
Mm-hmm. You got to do a self-check, because sometimes people don't know. I was abusive to my children when I was incarcerated on family business, and I didn't know it. I was verbally abusive. But I didn't know
mm-hmm.
that, no, I didn't know that I was terrifying them, hollering and screaming like a maniac. You know.
Right.
And so I have to watch that, and now I don't raise my voice at all. And then I try to teach people how to stop raising their voice. But I'd like to you invite me to come back, because I do want it to be a clear fall, and we're getting ready to go in the plan. I don't know how much noise it's going
okay.
to be with the people. It could be fine.
Yeah,
but it's,
it'll,
just a
it's,
little,
it's a little noisy. But
yeah,
I just want people to know that you were sentenced to life in prison at one
mm-hmm.
point. And then you spent 15 years in prison, and then
mm-hmm.
you were later pardoned.
Right, right. And right now, to be exact, right now I will be preparing for the receiving of my full conditional, my full pardon, because the governor had made a certain kind of a ruling that he put a condition on the pardon for 5 years, which my pardon was supposed to be for, it was based on innocence, so it should have been done immediately. And so, but they made me wait 5 years. 5 years
wow.
is up. 5 years will be up next month, you know, in December.
Okay.
So I want the red carpet. You know, y'all not going to, you know, y'all want to, I want it to hand it to me on TV. I want them to create
exactly.
an actual document. So, you know, that's what I deserve, and that's what, and I'm not settling for anything less, you know. So,
that's right.
That's
well,
what happened. I have a website, www.savingallwomen.org, for anybody that wants a book or wants to find out more information. And we're in the process of updating it. You know, I had to switch web ministers because, you know, sometimes
uh-huh.
people try to point.
Give your website out again one more time if they want to order the book.
www.savingallwomen.org.
Okay.
Yeah, it's also on like Amazon and stuff like that. But
and you do have a Facebook page as well.
Yeah. Rose Parker,
Dr. Rose Parker.
Yeah, Rose Parker. And
right.
Instagram at Rose Parker 1, Dr. Rose Parker 1. And Twitter at Dr. Rose Parker.
Well, okay. Well, we'll bring you back another time when you're not in between flights. We do appreciate you, you know, calling in and giving us a little bit of your story, especially
yeah, I didn't
want to this month.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
Rob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Dr. Rose. I appreciate you coming on, and we definitely are going to have you back on the air. And you have a good rest of your flight,
and have a good time on the Wendy Show.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I'm a diehard. I have to honor my commitment. So you guys,
you put in a good word with Wendy for us.
Okay. Well, I hate that. You know, she won't call
you. She has our books over there. She got our books already. So,
but I'm not gonna lie to kick it. You know, this I'm not going on her show particularly as a guest. I'm going on just to go this particular time because, you know, the door was open that far right
Amen.
Now. So, I'm
just
going
you got to get
go
in
go
where you
open.
Can get in. That's for sure.
So, you know, sometimes it'd be humbling. Like, well, I'm going there. I'm going to work. You know, shoot. But he said, you better get the door open.
Amen,
sure.
Girl.
So, sit down, you know.
Good.
Either go or shut up, you know.
That's
so I said,
right.
Yeah.
So you be safe up there, and you call us and let us know when you make it back home safe, and you enjoy the days that you're up there.
All right. God bless you, sir.
That's right. God bless
you, too.
All right.
Have a great
night. All right.
Good
night.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back in the building. We'll kick a couple songs, and we're going to keep it moving. We had Dr. Rose Park on air tonight, and she's in between flights, and now we're finna get the party started.
Oh, 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 oh. A dream is always staying inside out. You might not understand what it's all about. I couldn't even stop it if I tried. It's just the way I'm living life.
Still the same nigga. I got my back against the wall and I'm still at it. Money and Yeah, the Renaissance. We on a mission, baby. Da Vinci.
And I'm thinking.
Y'all know.
And I'm visioning.
What up, Needles?
Look.
Remember Harlem went through the Renaissance? Well, body more quicker than the songs. I'm the leader, so all my G's in the streets, flame squad. Look here, Blackie. This right here be a piece of my life. Everything that I write, if you a part of me, so please pardon me. I guess I'm feeling myself. Maybe this drink, maybe this weed is just making me think a little too much. Investments moving too slow, and the bills piling up got me grinding some more. Got my back against the wall, but I've been here before. Music like a block, work the rest for the post. I gotta get it 24/7 and take it on tour. Okay, no looking back, aiming for the moon and what I'm looking at.
Out of here.
Baby mama feeling lonely, trying to hold me back. But I keep the blinders on a one-way track. Let her thought touch the jewels and it's on to
come
the next.
Baby.
Leave my hat where I roam, cause I'm be more better. I'm in the prime of my life, I never settle for less. I'm living.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm living.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Dear God, I come to you hungry, tired, and weak. I keep it all bottled aside, but I'm about to speak. I'm losing sleep, dwelling on the facts that young blacks get killed by police every day in these streets. It's like the whole planet's living in hell. We feed our kids with money made for drug sales. Every day on Nancy Grace, they show another missing kid's face. Humanity lacks compassion. Family ain't family no more. God, what happened? Why they chipped their nose off the Sphinx? I'm just asking. These questions of a man, this wicked world got me losing my faith. The rich get richer while the poor get poorer. America's the new Sodom and Gomorrah. They poisoned our food supply. Man, I'm sick of the horror. We're the creator of all, but it's so hard to see tomorrow.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Brandon's gone, Devin's gone. Resting, so I'm pacing. Granddad died an honorable mason. A deacon, he was quiet and patient. This feel like when I was listening to underground stations like NUR, JPZ, on a JVC. With a cassette and a deck on pause, my life was put on pause. My lovers were R&B songs. Mary Jane, for example. How can so much emotion be in just one sample? I'm bopping the beat and pampers, pieces, scragglers, and food stampers. Happy with just some new pampers. I liked it better when the chronic was damper. I write like the 90s ethic, walk in the door. Exotic, hypnotic, optic. New heads in the place, be loving it. They want more. It's me they adore, like Prince and Falsetto. I was loving rap mixed with heavy metal. So now my foot's on a steady pedal.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime. I put my life. I put my lifetime. I put my lifetime. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
What up, though? Boy Records presents the old school greatest hits album, a collection and series of classic hits from the Boy Bart, baby. You Plays Yourself, featuring Pooh, Nasty, RB, ID, Pretty Cool, Sugar, EG, Slim, Goody, and many more. Out now and available for purchase at www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and all online store outlets of Salem.
No, 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 you play Joseph.
Go cop
hey, yo,
that.
You play Joseph. Hey, yo, you play what? Wait a minute, you play Joseph because you didn't play the card that was dealt.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies, and sullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
Boy Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2, available worldwide on every major site, including iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, and more, featuring some of the hottest independent artists nationwide. Check out details on thestreetsdontloveyouback.com for upcoming events, merchandise, and more. The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2, available now. Go and get it. But the streets don't love you back.
Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 3, features some of the most talented independent artists in the nation. Available to you right now on www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. Make sure you go out there and cop that and understand what's going down. It's real.
What up, Joe? Boy Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 4. Coming to a platform near you, July 17, 2015, with some of the hottest independent artists in the nation. Available to you on www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. July 17, 2015, baby. Make sure y'all go out there and support that, alright? Streets Don't Love You Back. I come from the air where we move that crap. That was up times, we came right back. And every time we left, we had to have that strap. The streets don't love you back. Yeah, I said the streets don't love you back.
Jazeera, born Da Vinci, Shaheed the Great, the Crates. What up, Vans Beats? Let's do it.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
It's only natural that few heads, they be fair. Walking around for miles with their heads up in the clouds. I'm down to earth. Why you been birth to this verse, feeling the labor pains of fame. When my pen burst, cries of emergency, body shaking like an addict. I can't panic, I'm pushing out the raw talent. Sore from calluses as I'm writing in my scroll. The dark side won't stop sucking at my soul. Evidently, I was put here to be legendary, to be remembered on this plane like the great campus. Hard to fix, man. If your brains in chains, I'm sending these spirits out to touch it through your system. It be like extra, extra. Read all about it. Waiting on the day for God, he gon' sound it. Everybody gon' be dealt with. Just lay your promise, giving the man with a bet from the tree. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Yeah.
It took a minute, but finally came my time for it. They underestimate my passion and my grind for this. But preparation and opportunity slow success. Don't need to be the best or even work harder. Just make my moves precise because I plan smarter. Keep it 100 business because I'm more than an artist. It's been a curse and a gift ever since the movement started. Cut off a lot of ties because most cats is weak hearted and can't hold water when they come to catching charges. I'm swift and changeable because it's hard to touch a moving target. It's politics and everything, so I run with bosses, plus a few shooters with murder, land, rocket launchers. We all hustlers, so we trap money and live lawless. Middle fingers to the world, cause I made it regardless. On the way to the top, I hear them all talking. So I'ma wave at the top and make the stars
and talk. I'm at the top, when I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
And yo, I'm at the top, when I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
And yo, I'm at the top, when I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
And yo, I'm at the top, when I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Back to the hottest show worldwide. We want to thank everybody for listening to the show tonight. Our great guest, Dr. Rose Parker, on the show tonight. And don't forget, we got our 7th year annual toy drive coming up, and we'll have boxes in play coming up this week. Also, don't forget, we have our homeless feed this Sunday. Check us out. If you want to get involved, go to the website, streetsandloveyouback.com. And also this Saturday, we have in our 3rd annual domestic violence awareness event right here in our community here in Maricopa at the American Legion from 11:30 to 12:30. If you would like to attend, please come on out. And if you got a message to share with the people, please do, because domestic violence is all year round, not just in October. It goes on 365 days a year, so we must keep that out there all the time. So with that being said, get involved with us. Log on to the website, streetsandloveyouback.com. Check out what we got going on. Get involved. Peace. We out.